Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. You know what day it is? Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The A-Team, number one, SEAL Team One.
Yes.
We're here to serve,
Entertain,
try to be compelling, and kid ourselves that we actually are. Good morning. How's it going, Greg?
It's going great. Thank you.
Good to have you back, my brother.
Well, good to see you, vertical and not laying on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, there was that.
Yeah.
Know? Last time I saw you, you were being hauled off in an ambulance.
So, how'd I look? Did I look
Oh, you did. Oh, I mean, you know, we wiped the sweat off your brow and, you know, signing autographs, paparazzi, that kind of
thing. Did you see how soaking wet I got?
I did. That's why I'm thinking, dude, that is not heartburn. You were having a heart attack.
Dude, that's not heartburn.
No.
Famous last words.
You were white and sweating, and you know, I had given you a little compress for your forehead and had your head propped up, and I'm like, I don't think this is heartburn. I've had some bad heartburn. I don't think this is heartburn.
Yeah. It's a little denial thing, and really the public service announcement is, guys, the health thing, I know, we're all really bad about it. We don't need to see a doctor, et cetera. Yes, you do. I mean, you very well may.
Yeah.
But, you know, and there's warning signs. You know, like, oh, I'll rub some dirt on it, be fine. No, don't do that. And the earlier you make your changes in your life, the better it's going to benefit you in the long run. And I got to tell you, it's not like I live some kind of terrible lifestyle, like I'm, you know, eating out of cans and stuff. You know,
you play pickleball, you work out, you know, you eat healthy-ish. You know, compared to some.
But if you have a run-in, you know, with some medical issue, in my case, the heart, you got to keep going to the heart doctor. You got to stay, you know, on that and keep getting it checked all the time. And I wasn't good at that. And I need to be more assertive in that area. Not rely on others to push me. I got to do it. I've got to get it done myself. Got to be a big boy now.
There you go.
Mama's been gone for years. I got to... Yeah. So anyway, it is so awesome to be on this side of the grass, I got to tell you. But we've got a lot going on. I know, you know, Greg's been on vacation, and it from the pictures you showed in the video, you had a really nice spot.
Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law, who does very well in real estate up in Asheville, North Carolina, had a chance for years to go to buy from one of his clients a lodge, a cabin, you know, but it's a, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bedroom kind of thing.
And it's got the porch that wraps around it.
Oh, yeah, the whole bit. It's on 4.5 acres up on a mountainside.
It's one dwelling on 4.5 acres?
Yes.
Is he going to put another one up there?
No, although there's the possibility that it could be done, he uses it for an Airbnb.
Right.
And once or twice a year, the family gets together. And it was my wife's mom's birthday, so a lot of her side of the family all gathered there and... It was beautiful. I mean, even though it was hot there, and I was watching what it was doing here, and even out in the Midwest, all the memes about the heat, being up there in the mountains and among the trees with less humidity, it didn't feel hot.
Oh, I bet.
It was nice.
No, that's the whole idea.
Nice.
Well, why do you think I try to run up toward the mountains whenever I can?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what your elevation was by chance?
You know, I don't. I didn't even think to really look at that. It might be worth checking out.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was nice to get away. I literally did nothing most days. I'd still wake up like at 6 when the sun came up, get my coffee, sit, do the pictures I sent you, sit out there on the back porch, you know, second level up in the trees, and listen to the birds and enjoy.
You know, there's two kinds of vacations. There's one where you actually take a vacation and just chill and relax, and maybe if you feel like doing something, you do it. If you don't, you don't. Because I remember, you know, when I was younger and the kids were younger and all that, vacations could be... about as hectic as the real world, because you want to keep the kids entertained and you want to have fun. And I'm all this way, so I need to pack in all this fun. I need to see this thing that I've never seen in this area. And, we can get a little too wrapped up in that, too. So sounds like you know what you're doing when it comes to vacations.
Did this one. Like I said, I left the property one day because it was a restaurant that I wanted to make sure I went to. Other than that, I stayed on the property the whole time.
Be honest, and I hate to put you on the spot, but... How many times did you wash the car while you were up there?
I didn't. I didn't. No, I thought about it one day.
Life changing.
I knew we were going to have four states of driving back, but I did think about it. So I watched it yesterday.
Okay.
Because there were like bugs.
But you didn't do it. Well, no. You were sort of on vacation, I guess, technically.
But I could have done it there at the cabin, you know, at the lodge.
Good for you. From
it's funny you thought of that because you know how I am. Yeah.
I know
but
how
I
you are.
But I did think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. No car washing around my house. So you can rest assured of that.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, when it gets to the point where even I go, oh, yeah, I'm pretty dirty.
Yeah.
We have to save all the water for the lawn these days, it seems like.
Well, at least you don't live someplace where they tell you what days you can water your lawn.
They might. I just don't pay attention to it.
Okay, well, I get that. Yeah,
yeah, it's
that's
like
the Bob way.
Really? Yeah. Go talk to the bottling company before you come yapping your pie hole to me.
Mm-hmm. That's why you got a well.
Yeah. That's why I live out in the woods.
God's country.
All right, so here's the big, you know, story. Obviously, you've got Iran, Israel, our angle, our involvement in that.
Right.
Trump administration officials on Tuesday slammed a leaked preliminary intel assessment of the damage done to Iran's nuclear facilities by weekend U.S. airstrikes that the president has touted as a massive success. So this is another case of the president in an extremely successful operation. Now the naysayers have to find something. And this material may be accurate. The Classified Defense Intelligence Agency bomb damage assessment deemed a low confidence estimation of the effectiveness of Saturday's strikes on Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz sites. Reportedly determined that Iran could bring its nuclear program back online as quickly within 1 or 2 months. On the high end, estimates indicate that Iran could restart uranium enrichment within a year, according to those who viewed the DIA report. Well, that report was not for public consumption. Somebody leaked it out, and they did it on purpose to try to make the president look bad.
Yep.
That, to me, that is treasonous.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing everything you can detrimentally. That hurts the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts our ally, Israel, in many ways, too. And it also, what are you doing? You're basically, you might not be giving aid to the enemy, but you certainly are giving some level of comfort.
Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. You can get that, you know, you can get your uranium program back up to speed here in no time.
Wow.
And it's not for public consumption. Yes, you need to know. You need assessments of the damage done, but to leak it?
No.
That's treasonous. They need to hunt these people down.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if you like the president or not. It's about being an American.
Exactly. Yeah. What is it? Loose lips sink ships. Remember that old one?
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Yeah. And again, one assessment done shortly thereafter. And how do they measure that? How do they measure that? How do they make an assessment of something that allegedly could be 300 feet underground? Interesting. All right. The Bob Rose Show podcast, available wherever you normally get your podcast. You just download it, click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show, like when we speak with Congresswoman Kat Kamek at 8:05 or Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson at 9:05. So great guests lined up already this morning. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 6:21. Let's call it 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Governor DeSantis signed a bill, 1622. It restores local government's ability to recognize customary public use of beaches, and it streamlines beach restoration in Gulf Coast counties. Now, if I have this right, this repeals a 2018 law that actually restricted local governments from affirming the public's longstanding recreational use of dry sand areas on private beaches. Do you remember kind of that battle?
Yeah,
that all right, you don't own all the way down to the ocean.
Right.
And that was kind of a big fight. And look, on the if you've done well enough and you have a spot on the beach, and good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the problem with the access is, you know, people leave a mess.
Right.
Is somebody going to come and clean it up? No. No. All of a sudden that's, you know, all of a sudden it sort of is your property, you know?
Right.
And so I feel for the owners in that situation. I don't know how widespread that is. I don't know that a lot of people suffer with that, but apparently this whole idea, this dry sand idea, that, like if you're on a little, you know, boat or jet ski or something, and you kind of, you know, surf up to the sand, you know, you've got a right to be able to do that, apparently.
So I can't come out and go, get off my sand, instead of lawn kind
you,
of thing?
You can, and okay. They may or may not listen.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, that's part of it. But I think really the bigger thing of this is the beach renourishment, and the governor wants to remind people that, look, this tourism and the beach is looking good and all that. This whole thing, our beaches generate over $50 billion annually in tourism.
Wow.
And it supports, directly or indirectly, at least 900,000 jobs. And, of course, the beaches also serve as the state's first line of defense during hurricanes. So, sounds like this is a good idea. I believe it to be. And if anybody knows more about it and does not agree with that assessment, please let me know. You can only know so much about anything.
Right.
If you happen to have some understanding or expertise in that, you feel free to share that with us. A piece from the New York Post. This is an op-ed piece from the actual editorial board. And it is interesting, I think, with what we're dealing with today, Iran, Israel, just the Middle East in general. They said, count us deeply skeptical of having Qatar handle negotiations to further resolve Iran's nuke program. In fact, feel the same way about any other burning Middle East issues. Doha certainly has its uses, right, the capital of Qatar, as it strives to be everyone's friend. But that very much includes warm relations with America's rivals and outright enemies, which drastically limits those uses. It has, notably, been one of the prime funders of Hamas, whose headquarters are there. Even as it was one of the first Gulf nations to unofficially embrace trade with Israel. It's a designated U.S. major non-NATO ally and hosts major U.S. bases. But it also hosts and owns Al Jazeera, a media network with a clear anti-American bias and a history of links to rabid Islamists.
Hey, where did they get that network from, that little TV network?
I think it came from the same guy that invented the internet.
Oh, but he is a tech giant. He must be.
Aloysius Gorius. Yeah, Uncle Al, the kitty's pal. Al Gore.
Yep.
Al Gore, so worried about climate change, he sold his TV upstart to people that produce nothing other than oil. Interesting.
But would that be like, I mean, so he took oil money. That's like taking, you know, blood diamond money or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, kind of the same thing.
Well, if you're on that, green camp and, you know, oil is going to be the death of all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So it's an eager participant. This is going back to Qatar, and a funder of AI initiatives. Yet it's easy relations with Beijing foster fears that it would aid China's relentless theft of Western intellectual property in the most cutting-edge research. So, yes, Qatar has plainly been helpful in setting up the Israel-Iran ceasefire, but relying on it to broker deeper and longer-lasting accords could easily skew those negotiations into favoring a hidden agenda. Doha is just plain slippery, the last quality anyone would want when looking for an honest broker. Another possible complication, the Trump's organization deal with Qatar's sovereign wealth fund to develop the Trump International Golf Club in Doha is further blurring of interest that can only fuel fearful speculation. And then they ask the question, what's wrong with Switzerland?
There you go.
Well, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about coming up, both local, statewide, and, of course, the big happenings internationally on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Lamani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome at 6:38. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy, the team together live in loco, just the way you like us.
Got the band back together.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And it is a happy hump day, Trump day. Plenty to talk about and plenty of people to talk about. We've got Congresswoman Kat Kamick lined up later on, also Wilton Simpson, and I believe Luis Valdez.
Yes.
From that's who you're talking to? Okay.
Yep.
And he's going to talk about the Florida legislature and where he feels like they dropped the ball on a lot of issues. And it appears that they did. Not all of them, but the vast majority of them. We'll dig into that a little bit later on. All right. One of your top stories, apparently, Trump and NATO, they are like in full agreement. The NATO member countries, at least a few of them spoke, they are ready to step it up and increase the funding and take on a larger share of responsibilities. And I just think that's fantastic. And I don't know if you didn't have somebody as strong as Trump leading the charge and asking them, even in his first term, to say, hey, you got to pay your fair share. And, of course, the left tried to make that a bad thing, like, oh, Trump says he won't protect NATO countries if they don't pay more.
Right.
Look, his way of doing business is highly effective. And again, once again, the proof is in the pudding. So we've got that going on. And that's a very, very good thing. Kind of a funny story. Remember Congressman Matt Gaetz?
Huh. Yeah.
This thing has gone viral, I guess. He was caught texting his mom for advice on how to deal with President Trump. And the New York Post did a story on it. Apparently a wide-ranging conversation with his mom. So this appears on a 72-second video that it was filmed by a passenger on a recent flight and posted on TikTok. All right, so Gates's conversation is in full view thanks to a zoomed-in screen.
Wow.
That made the message text larger. He did that. In other words, he can't read as well, I guess.
Right.
The user captioned the exchange, POV, point of view, you're sitting behind Matt Gaetz, and he's texting his mommy.
But how, isn't it a little uncouth to be, like, videoing somebody else's texting? I mean, talk about a little bit of an invasion of privacy.
Oh, I mean, there's no question now. And that's interesting, too. Like, where does Matt Gaetz fall on that? Mm-hmm. Clearly, when he was in Congress, he would be considered a public person.
Right.
They don't. By nature, get the same level of privacy that the average citizen would, but I don't know. But I got to tell you, he took it in stride, by the way.
That's good.
I thought that he would.
Because I could see him maybe not.
Right.
So what did he have to say to his mom?
Well, I think more important was maybe what his mom said to him.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, his mom, Vicky Gates.
Yeah.
She warned him, don't be criticizing the president or his actions. He's trying to keep us safe. That's his job. MAGA will turn on you. You will lose viewership. Apparently, he's got some TV gig, and I honestly, I'm not feigning ignorance. I really am not aware of what exactly it is, but some kind of thing where he needs viewership, I would imagine.
Okay.
Your days in Congress are over. Let's not mess up the media gig.
Oh, good advice from mom.
I think it probably should have been mom all along serving.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
She knows how it works.
And, okay, so apparently there's the Matt Gaetz show on One America News Network.
Started
in January.
Right.
All right. The president has been a very good friend to you, son. He hates betrayal. Be smart, stubborn.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mom, I'm trying to guide him, not criticize him. I've been freer to share my views, and I'll continue to do so. I think about people who cheered for the Iraq War because they liked Bush. Those people have blood on their hands, he said. Vicky advised her son against trying to guide the notoriously independent-minded commander-in-chief, to which Gates replied, guiding DJT. That's how cool he is, man, with the prez, you know?
No. Trump's going to go where he wants to go.
Guiding DJT always includes a private and public component. I know how to do it, Mom.
Thinking a little highly of yourself there.
And then there was another, you know, interesting little quip. How many times do you want to hit the wall? The mom says, in other words, you know, don't screw up this gig.
Right.
You know, financially, you know, you've got, you know, don't mess it up.
Right.
And so now all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I'm a big boy now, Mom. Mm. He says, I'm a happily married man with a son on the way, two penthouse condos, a 1-to-1 real estate asset to debt ratio, and $500,000 in my bank account, cash, he touted.
Okay.
I'm a big boy, Mom.
That's what it sounds like you're saying.
On the topic of Iran, Gates claimed the Islamic Republican has, quote, been 3 months away from a nuke since 1992. He's exaggerating, but yeah, I could see. I understand where he's coming from on that. Mm-hmm. All right. After the exchange went viral, Gates responded on X, and he was pretty cool about it all. Listen to this. He said, apparently, someone sitting behind me on a flight recorded me without my knowledge. They found me texting my mother about news of the day, my finances, and working on my laptop. Please let this be a reminder to everyone to call your mother. and then he said in parentheses, and maybe get a screen protector.
Good advice.
Yeah.
I'd say he's handling that a whole lot better than I expected.
And then the question about the giant size text, like if you don't want people reading your text, might not want to make it giant size. He said, my eyesight has gotten very poor in recent years.
But you're literally having to put your phone over somebody's shoulder to record it. That's tacky is what that is. Very tacky.
Very much so.
Yeah.
But it did provide a little insight
and
a little somewhat entertaining kind of view.
Yeah.
Clearly his mom's just a little smarter than he is.
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to your mom.
I'm a big boy, Mom.
Yeah, I got money in the bank.
Yeah. Okay. We've got a lot more to talk about. Establishing the Trump doctrine. What's going on with Iran? What does J.D. Vance say? All that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The A-team together taking care of business for you. Yep. And no vacations, no more heart attacks. Nothing's going to happen.
Until next time.
Except maybe July 3rd. There might.
Oh.
One of us may be.
There's not a heart attack involved, though.
Let's hope
on
not.
July 3rd.
Let's hope not. Yeah, that was that's definitely not a planned activity.
No.
Yeah. Now, it's I blame corporate.
Really?
I've accrued 400 hours of sick time.
Oh,
and I'm like,
okay.
Hey, can I cash that in? You know, the old PTO, like people that work in hospitals and stuff, they get it, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, let me cash that in. Okay, even if you're not going to give me full value, right? You know,
let's
make a deal.
Something. Let's negotiate.
They're like, no. They don't do that.
Well, I told Nick, because, you know, I was, again, this vacation is my wife's side of the family, or it's her mom's birthday. We're going out to North Carolina. And so we were planning, you know, we're leaving Tuesday morning. This is all happening to you Monday morning on the show, like beginning at 9:30. And so I told Nick, I said, look, I think it's pretty simple. Bob could not take the stress of me gone for a week and having to work with you and Doug. So that's what that's what I thought it was.
It all the stressors kind of come together in a perfect storm.
Absolutely.
I think is what happened there. Yeah. But yeah, when you have a vacation planned and you have money riding on it and other people involved, like, you know, everybody's coordinated with their schedule.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's face it. I mean, as important as we want to feel like we are, as important as, you know, our friends and listeners and everybody, you make us feel important. But at the end of the day, we're not your ER emergency room doctor.
Right.
You are going to survive.
Yes.
But we appreciate it when we're missed very much.
Yes.
All right. You've got New York. Little election. Enjoying a surge of support from progressive and younger voters, Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani is a big step closer to becoming the first Muslim mayor of the nation's most populous city. Wow. Huh. I mean, put a whooping to the former governor, Andrew Cuomo, who, let's face it, has not exactly done a, you know, a wonderful job in the past. But he does carry that Cuomo name. It still has a level of popularity, I guess you'd say, in New York. So you'd think, is this young upstart, really? He's going to put a whooping on him? It appears exactly the case. Now, you know, Cuomo never wanted to give up, right? He's considering running as an independent. But you've got the current mayor, Adams, who also is going to run as an independent. So kind of interesting. This guy, Mamdani, a 33-year-old state assembly member from Queens who was originally from Uganda, topped the former three-term governor and nine other candidates in a crowded primary field in an election that was determined by ranked choice voting. He'll be considered the front runner in November's general election in the heavily blue city.
I don't think Cuomo expected that. I would be surprised if he did.
Yeah, I don't know how much internal polling they were doing. And here's what I thought. I go, wow, like, does this go along with the Trump effect? Or does it go against it? This is the kind of the AOC effect, if you will. That AOC is in his camp. Bernie Sanders is in his camp. The guy is a Democrat socialist. Self-admitted. And people in New York, socialists, check. Well, they're young, progressive dummies,
I guess.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Cuomo said, he goes, tonight was the assemblyman Mamdani's night, put together a great campaign. He touched young people. Usually that's forbidden.
You can get in trouble for that.
He touched young people and inspired them and moved them and got them to come out and vote. He really ran a highly impactful campaign. I called him. I congratulated him. I applaud him sincerely in his effort. Cuomo added that tonight is his night. He deserved it. He won.
Ironically, today marks the day that Michael Jackson died, since you're talking about touching young people. Just saying.
Wow.
Too soon?
Just when he was going to answer that ad for a little boy's pants being on sale. Oh, yeah. Too soon? Yeah. Oh, heck no, it's not.
That's Michael Jackson.
So now what's going to happen in the fall?
Yeah. That's
again,
a good question.
The Trump effect.
Right.
You know, the lefties get together and they want to promote a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got their lefty.
Wow.
What are the Republicans going to do? What can they do?
I know. That's a good question.
And is there enough people who are sick and tired, basically, of the Democrat Party and what Democrats have done or really failed to do?
But you go for a pure socialist, which is even, you know, wow.
Well, he went old school.
Oh,
and what I mean by old school is he made those ridiculous promises.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have, free child care for everyone.
Is this like a chicken in every pot kind of routine? I mean, we're really just going down that road.
Yes.
Wow.
And making all these things free. It's all going to be free. It's going to be free. Well, nothing is free in that the people in New York are going to learn another hard lesson in socialism. Because he wants to do all these giveaways, and where are you going to get the funding?
They're in trouble again.
Are you going to tax the wealthier people to a greater degree? Well, good luck with that, because New Yorkers have left in droves already, the ones that financially can afford to leave, or can't afford not to leave, depending on the case. So, how do you fund all these programs? And by the way, every day, deeper in debt, because they're already funding illegal immigrants and their needs. Those people in New York, man, they are whacked, aren't they? So happy we live in the greatest state, in the greatest country. Amen, brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy's here, live and local. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.